Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Very sad news from Farmington, where a 15-year veteran of their police department, who also was the school resource officer, Pete Zajac, took his own life. And when we talk about suicide, it's a very touchy subject, but Farmington police shared that on their Facebook page last night. And then I saw it in numerous places because I have a few friends who are law enforcement officers, including one I was in touch with this morning who knew Pete, and explaining how sad it is. And it highlights again the mental toll on not only police officers but all first responders. And that's why I wanted to talk about it today. And we reached out to a group called the Invisible Wounds Project, and Russ Haynes is the founder of that organization. He joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Russ, thank you so much for the time, and as always, we certainly wish we were talking under better circumstances. But again, this highlights the mental strain on police officers, the invisible wounds, as your organization is called. And is it getting better is my question. Is there more help available with every passing year for police officers, firefighters, first responders? Are we moving at least in the right direction?
Thanks for having me, and thank you for bringing the subject up, because it is important. You know, it's important that we tell Pete's story. It's important that we tell these other officers and first responders' stories, because that's what helps move the needle. When we see these, you know, unexpected deaths, or the obituary, you know, died unexpectedly, honestly, in the first responder world and in the veteran world, we tend to just automatically jump to like, hey, this was more than likely a suicide. Mm-hmm. And we know that's out there and we know it's happening. So it's important that we have these conversations. To tell you, we are better off now than we were 10 years ago. So Invisible Wounds Project started in 2018. It started because in 2015, 2016, when I was leaving public safety service, due to PTSD and suicidal ideation and things like that, I looked around for help and there was nobody helping first responders. PTSD and mental health stuff with first responders, that wasn't a thing. Only veterans and military have that at that time, right? Well, it's just not true. It's a reality that the numbers of first responders, and we're talking police, fire, EMS, your frontline medical staff, which we serve as well, your firefighters, you know, your EMS, your corrections, your dispatchers, their percentages of PTSD and the mental health issues and the suicides, it's right in line with veterans. And we recognize that when we send vets, you know, we send military off into conflict and war and stuff like that, that we're going to have mental health issues. And we know that's a reality. But I think we're still a long ways away from understanding that our first responders are also dealing with this. And we're we're a long ways behind where we are on the military side versus the first responder side. It's getting better. There are more resources. We've seen more resources pop up in the last 5 years than were around when Invisible Wounds Project started. But, you know, the grand scheme of things, we need to do so much more. And right now, you know, there's a mix of emotions and there's a mix of belief, whether it's real or not, in departments and in the public. We've seen a lot of people leave on PTSD, and we've also seen a lot of people have PTSD, get support, get help through our organization or other organizations, and then be able to go back into the field and go back into work. I think telling the stories and getting people to share what is going on is really critical to recognizing this. Like, this is an issue that we need to tackle head on.
Russ, are there any services for these frontline workers while they're doing their job? Like, do we have to wait until they reach out to Invisible Wounds Project or until they ask their healthcare for some, you know, mental health services? Or, and I think it should be required that they are, every first responder gets some kind of therapy, whether it's once a week or once a month. Like, is it only after something traumatic happens, or are we taking preventative measures to prevent, like, the worst case scenario for officers, Ajak, a suicide?
Yeah, so our organization is kind of on both sides, right? We're trying to take that upstream approach. We're trying to get people before it's crisis, because once it's crisis, and you know, once you go over that line of now it's we got suicidal issues, we've got crisis issues, there's a lot more to unpack at that point. And to be honest, there's a lot of it's a lot of okay, check up from the neck up, and you go meet, you know, once a year, you go for an hour and do a meeting with a therapist or psychologist, and now you've checked the box and now you don't have to go back for a year. There's a lot of departments that are doing that. It's at least something, but if you work out 1 hour a year, you're not going to be in good physical health. Well, if mentally you work out 1 hour a year, you're not going to be in good mental health. There's multiple prong approach. It comes down to, having good social connection. We see a lot of isolation. Even if you're working, we see people who isolate. They're no longer doing the hobbies that they once enjoyed. They no longer have the friendships that they once enjoyed. Quite often they bury themselves in work because that is the one area of their life that they can control. But outside of that, there's too much drinking or drugs, or there's, you know, marital affairs. There's all those different aspects that come in where they can't control things. So they bury themselves in work. But upstream approach is really important. We are here. We have a drop-in center in Forest Lake where they can literally walk in, and they do it regularly. We have well over 100 individuals that walk into this space or call or email looking for help, looking for support, and just being around other people and connecting in healthy and safe ways, you know, through our wood shop or art studio or classes, groups that we do. But then we also have an embedded therapist where if they need to walk in and they're having a bad day, or they need to call in, or it is a crisis situation, we have people in place that can help manage that crisis. We do that 3 to 4 people a week are coming in crisis or with suicidal issues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're talking to Russ Haynes, founder of the Invisible Wounds Project. I think the important part, too, is getting over the stigma, being able to talk about it. And, Russ, that would include people who are either in your program, who have come through your program, who are still on the job and are vocal, you know, in their police departments or fire departments saying, hey, I went through this. I just know that it's not a weakness. You know, this isn't a weak. This isn't. And because we expect our police officers and our firefighters and our first responders to be, you know, in people in control, people who are in position of control, whether and to say this isn't a weakness, and you have to be able to, is that something you focus on, and do we have those people in the departments who say, hey man, this is part of the job too, and we're all about being open and getting help.
Yeah, I mean, there are some departments doing a great job of it, right? There are people out there advocating, and look, this is a reality. This exists. I think publicly, you know, we see our first responders as, you know, I think there's a little bit of Hollywood effect, right? Where they're heroes. They're, you know, they get paid to do this. That's just part of the job. And I think there's people on the job that, hey, this is just part of the job. You suck it up. The reality is our people are human behind that shield, whether they're medics or fire or dispatch or corrections or police officers, they're still humans. And, you know, I talk about this a lot with veterans. When we see where a lot of the issues with mental health come in for veterans is in that reintegration. They're out on mission. They're out deployed. They're doing that thing. They're in control out there. They don't have all the other aspects. But when they come back in and reintegrate into normal life, that's where a lot of the stuff kind of comes to light, right? That's where all the mental health kind of really comes to light. Our first responders go work 10 hours, 12 hours, 16 hour, 24 hour shifts, being exposed to some of the darkest things that humanity has to offer. And then they get a 30-minute drive home to now decompress and now be around normal people and people that maybe aren't exposed to that or don't understand that. And that constant reintegration causes them, if they're not finding healthy ways to eliminate this, you know, negative impact on their life, they just kind of swallow that down. Well, eventually you keep burying that. It's going to come to the surface at some point. And typically, if you haven't dealt with it and you haven't done it in a healthy way, it's going to come to the surface in a pretty ugly way. Sometimes that's suicide. That, you know, very often it's, you know, affairs, divorce, alcohol, all those things. It just, we have to do a better job of being proactive. We can raise a lot of money and help a lot of people, but I feel like we do that. It's oftentimes done after crisis and tragedy, but it's out there every day. We need to help people ahead of it.
How can we help regular people, maybe friends, family members? What are some red flags that we should be on the lookout for to intervene before something gets too serious?
Well, there's a lot of red flags of mental health and PTSD, suicide, right? I mean, looking at, is this the same person that, is this their normal? You know, we'll just say John Doe officer, right? When I first knew them, they were here. Now they're here and they're no longer engaging in normal activities. They're not themselves. They're having anger outbursts. They're drinking too much. They're, you know, doing things that they normally wouldn't do. They're outside of their normal parameters. That's a red flag. calling that out. I think a lot of times we bury it and go, it's just dealing with stuff. You know, it's just part of the job, or, you know, the isolation, no longer enjoying the things that they once did. You know, they had hobbies. They no longer do that. They're burying themselves in work. I mean, we have to, on the first responder side, I will say, and even the military side, we see it. We know it. We recognize it. We have to have the courage to say something. We have to confront people and say, look, and not just take the, no, I'm okay, I'm fine. Yeah. No, let's talk more about it, because you're not fine. And here's why I'm asking this, because this is what I'm seeing. Yeah. There's training out there to help have those conversations. We are happy to help facilitate those conversations and give people that training to be able to have those hard conversations that, you know, we just have to have the courage to have them.
Russ, can we take a quick break? And because I got a couple more questions for you. Is that okay? Can you hang on through a quick break here?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Russ Haynes with the Invisible Wounds Project. More with him after this. 10:51, that's your Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to restore your home after the storm with expert storm damage repair from Lindus Construction. We continue our conversation with Russ Haynes, founder of Invisible Wounds Project, on the heels of this sad story out of Farmington where a longtime police officer took his own life. And Russ, I just wanted to pass this along before my next question here. Somebody had texted in saying, thank you so much for having Russ on. My best friend, who retired early from police work due to PTSD, went through Invisible Wounds. It was a lifesaver for him, literally. We need more of this. I commend them for having a program like this that saved my best friend's life. So thankful. I realize, too, that this is a smaller. I read a report that officer suicides are much higher in smaller departments, in rural departments. So I would imagine that the next step here, or the continuation of this, is to get help in some of these smaller departments, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, and thank you for sharing that. That gave me goosebumps, and that is why we exist. You know, we love that, you know, we're able to help people and save and change those lives. So thank you to that texter for doing that. But, you know, you hit on something there. The smaller agencies lack a lot of the resources that maybe some of the bigger agencies have. You know, not to say that the bigger agencies have it figured out, but they certainly have more resources. I mean, if you're at a department that has, you know, 10 officers and there's 25 city employees, you're in a smaller area that maybe lacks some of those resources. And that is where organizations like ours come into play even more, because we're providing like that third party outlet to wellness and mental health that their cities just plain and simple can't afford. I'll just say this right now. I mean, on the military side, I can throw a dart at a map and probably hit an organization somewhere that is serving military. That doesn't happen on the first responder side in any way, shape, or form. The amount of money that goes in on the government side to the mental health for our first responders is pennies on the dollar compared to veterans. That's not to say the veterans don't deserve it at all. We serve veterans. We love veterans. I got multiple veterans in our center right now. But as far as on the first responder side, it is a little bit of a lonely island, and we need to do more. And the rural communities lack a lot of those resources, and that's where we kind of come into play. And we're only one organization. We collaborate with other organizations. We want more organizations to develop and be a part of it, because we're not going to do this as one person. We got to work together. This is a community supporting the community of first responders and vets.
Russ, got about a minute left. I just want to, I don't know if you knew Pete Zajac. A lot of my friends who are officers in the South Metro did know him, and obviously there's a family, his family, his community, and certainly his department are hurting. Just some final thoughts about Pete and what you want to say to people who knew him.
Yeah, I did not know him. I know people that did know him, and my heart breaks for them. Our hearts break for them. This is something that is unfortunately too common. This isn't the first, and it probably won't be the last, and that hurts. and people are reeling right now. But I think, you know, if we take Pete's story and we continue to share who he was, not just as a police officer, but who he was as a person, and celebrate that life, and know that there is support, and that there is help. And, you know, we are sorry for the loss, but let's use that loss as a way to catapult more, you know, saving others. Okay. And supporting that family, supporting those, his partners, his friends, it's critical. And look, there's a ton of support maybe happening right now, but what happens 2 weeks down the road, 3 weeks down the road, a month down the road? We can't forget about that. Mm-hmm. Once the dust settles, it starts to get lonely. And we want those people to know we are here and we support you, and we hope others will join in that support.
How do people get in touch with your organization or find out more about Invisible Wounds?
Our website is iwproject.org. We also have a phone number, 855-HELP-IWP. We have embedded therapists that work with us, and you can get help. It's anonymous. It doesn't have to – we don't put your picture up on a billboard. It is about making sure you have support and the opportunity to get the help that is needed.
Thanks for what you're doing, Russ, and we so appreciate the time.
Yes. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.